So here we are at Suzanne Hunter's World of Arts and Entertainment Review for the 2018 Surrey Sculpture Society Trail at RHS Wisby Gardens. Now you will definitely discover inspiration and enjoy some contemporary and traditional sculptures in a stunning garden. Now those of you who've been listening in for some years now will know this is an event that we regularly review, and past reviews can indeed be heard by going to the website. It's www.brooklandsradio.co.uk/worldofarts.html, as well as our previews and what's coming up next. Now I have to say, whilst I've loved every single sculpture trail over the years at Wisley, this year in particular was exceptionally well laid out and designed. It was so you could really take in the entire ground of RHS Wisley. The alpine meadow, the top terrace, the mixed borders, the bonsai walk, the glasshouse and the glasshouse borders were all utilised to perfection. And of course it gets you to enjoy those wonderful areas of the garden too. Now the terrific topiary and the wonderful wisteria is looking absolutely glorious now. That was happening earlier in the year, and now it looks absolutely fantastic as it's taken full shape. It acts as a wonderful framework and a frame in which to view these stunning sculptures. The garden is a work of art itself, and it sets the scene for a wonderfully winding trail which is very easy to access for all ages. And as I say, it's all capabilities. It's a nice easy trail and you don't feel like you miss a single thing. Now RHS Wisley itself is a beautifully sculptured garden full of colour, style, wonderful structure, and it's full of fragrance. In fact, it is sensational in every way. Well, I couldn't resist. And it's such a glorious sight to behold too. Now you're going to be tickled, quite tickled pink with the stunning array of roses in the rose beds near the Bowles Lion walk. Now, the name Tickled Pink is the perfect name for the roses, which have near them a perfectly positioned sculpture entitled The Three Graces by the ever-talented Malcolm West, who, as with his dancing figures in previous exhibitions, captured the body's form beautifully. Now, having seen many of the exhibiting sculptors and sculptresses work, not only at Wisley, but Burtley House, the Sculpture Park and the Landmark Theatre, to name but a few, I've really started to get an eye for the type of designs that these artists favour and the materials that they use. Now, what Gilbert Wyman doesn't know about recycling old oil canisters, rakes, trowels into works of art isn't worth knowing. And having been blown away by his previous sculpture entitled Guy Fawkes, no pun intended, he excels once again with both sculptures entitled Cow and Samurai, where he uses wielded steel as a coal scuttle, as well as a tractor and mower parts for the body, and a scythe for the samurai sword. It really is a highly creative way to reuse and recreate. And another innovator joining him this year in recycling, this time using technology to beam out to her artwork, using satellite dishes with the faces of barn owls and the great grey owls in a trilogy entitled Parabolic Owls, where she uses acrylic on recycled satellite dishes. And absolutely fantastic piece of work by Emily Swan. Now, Alison Catchlove sculpts to perfection wildlife, and we've enjoyed her bees and butterflies at the Butterflies in the Glasshouse, and of course a puffin at the Woodfest. And this year, the crows look very at home, perched in amongst the flower beds. Now, the animals and birds are positioned to perfection, and many congratulations to people who were helping with the installation there. They've done a great job. Now, they look perfectly at home, a pair of herons nestled in resplendent bronze resin. And Lynn Merrick and her buzzard also has a wonderful sense of realism. Now, Carol Bryant depicts hunting owl and dogs to perfection. Now, Darren Greenhow really is the master of quirkiness, and his fishes are always entertaining. They were on a scooter before. And this year, they're entitled Busy Life and Larger Than Life, which depicts vividly how we all multitask and juggle in our lives. Animals, cows, cheetahs, dogs, birds ranging from red kites to buzzards, owls, penguins, and so much more. Children, parents, nature, flowers, they're all influences for the sculptures. The sunflowers were absolutely stunning, and In Mind was a stunning sculpture, as was Finbos. Now, I may not have mentioned every artist in this review, I'd love to, and every single sculpture, but I have to say every single sculpture was original, stunning and thought-provoking. And there's many inspirations for the wonderful works of art that you'll see. Belinda Cave's foxgloves looked wonderful in the borders in terracotta stoneware, and very much amongst the fabulous floral creation from Wisley's own master gardeners. Belinda also was influenced by an old song, remember? There was an old woman who swallowed a fly, remember that quirky song? Well, she does a great job, colourful and eye-catching in stoneware. Now, those of you who love the film Whale Rider, you'll enjoy a piece created by Claire Nelson. Now, you never miss a sculpture or a single plant, as this trail is very well structured, as I say. There are placards with the artists and the inspiration behind the work, which is very inspiring and also gives you further insight into the artist's mindset when creating the work. Those of you that love music will love Michelle Cadell's The Conductor in steel mesh weld mesh. And for those of you who love a musical, you'll enjoy seeing the flowers that have been planted in Wisley, particularly the beautiful peony roses named Singing in the Rain. Now, talking of rain, we're very lucky when we went, but there was a little bit of rain over the bank holiday. Alan Wallace's puddle ducks would have been well at home with their lovely, quirky green wellies, positioned perfectly by the glasshouse. Also, another quirky classic was Juliet Scott's Warts and All, ideally located by the lily beds, the lily pads, and the lotus leaves. Cat in the Hat gave us that depiction of a languid cat to perfection by Teresa Martin on the main lawn. And talking of glasshouse earlier on, Joe Szabo always creates great glass pieces that not only catch the sun, but catch our eyes every time. Of course, talking of being by water, as we were with the glasshouse, positioned near the lakes are, of course, those wonderful puddle ducks by Alan Wallace. And Diva in bronze resin by Mark Swan, perfectly poised to dive into the pond. Absolutely stunning. Now, last year's poster girl shot for the RHS Wisley brochure was Release by Jonathan Hately, and in 2018 his sculpture has made it again as the poster girl, his sublime work of art entitled Transience in the Small Walled Garden. Again, I absolutely loved it. And his study of form and balance and energy entitled Beginnings in bronze resin in the Bonsai Garden Walk. Of course, anyone who loves gymnastics will love that piece, and they'll also love the sculpture Dismount. Now, building nature on nature is a fabulous idea, entitled Woodland Ideal by Hilary Webb, depicting squirrel, woodpecker, birds all nestled and sculptured onto a tree. As I say, well done to all the installation workers, and as ever, the artists excel themselves. Now, as well as the sculptures, you'll get to see the winners and the runners-up of a photographic competition which Wisley run, where nature and wildlife is at the fore, and the results are absolutely stunning. You can enjoy large photographs of these talented photographers, and it's like enjoying a garden within a garden. So for all art lovers, nature and garden lovers, this exhibition excels in every way, and it's an experience that you won't want to miss. It will lift your spirits, it will bring you inspiration, and bring you joy. So don't miss a trail, it's on at RHS Wisley Gardens until the 28th of September. So to find out more, do go to www.rhs.org.uk/Wisley. And to find out more about the RHS Wisley Flower Show and more going on at Wisley and all around Surrey for your entertainment, do go to www.rooklandsradio.co.uk/worldofarts.html. And that was Suzanne Hunter's World of Arts and Entertainment Review for the RHS Wisley Surrey Sculpture Society Trail.
Brooklands Radio. Loving arts and entertainment.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, why not keep up to date with the Sound of Surrey by listening live at brooklandsradio.co.uk or through our free mobile app.